flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see that memo that we got yesterday afternoon?
I sure did.
Oh my God.
I sure did.
Have you ever been the cause of a memo that went out because of something you did? You were the cause of it. Now, if you were listening earlier this week, you might have heard this. One of our coworkers loves to sing in the workplace.
Loud.
And she is a super nice person, and I really like her. She sings loud. I never had an issue with it. The other day, I was on a really important conference call in my office, door shut, could still hear her like screaming. And so I just said something to her after the fact. And I didn't even ask her to stop doing that. All I did was ask her if she could bring it down a couple of notches. And she literally said no. Like, just no. It was really awkward. It happened on the air. It was so awkward.
And not only that, but she just didn't give me, she would have, she said, this is a radio station.
Yeah. We all sing along
to the songs. And like, I mean, but still, this is a professional business. Please keep in mind that people are having important phone calls around here.
Well, so I was the one who said something. She said no. She told me that I'm the first person who's ever complained and whatever. And so it's awkward. So yesterday afternoon, we get a memo. And my heart just sunk into my stomach. I was like, are you kidding me? When were you the cause of a memo? 702-364-9400. I'll just read it. It says, dear team, as we continue to foster a productive and inclusive work environment, we want to remind everyone to be mindful of noise levels in shared spaces. While we appreciate the enthusiasm for music and personal expression, we kindly ask that employees refrain from playing music out loud or singing in the workplace. This policy is in place to ensure that all team members can focus without distractions and that we maintain a professional atmosphere for in-person and virtual meetings. If you enjoy listening to music while working, we encourage the use of headphones at a reasonable volume. Thank you for your cooperation and for helping us create a comfortable and focused work environment for everyone.
I am done.
When I read that, I was like, are you kidding me, Mercedes? You got everybody.
Well, I think no. I think this was an important conversation to have with this coworker.
Yeah,
I know right now that it's awkward. I know that right now that you're feeling some type of way about it.
Everyone's gonna hate me now because
no,
I was the
I
cause of this.
You're not the cause of this. You're the start of a revolt. You needed to talk.
Revolution.
And that's what this conversation was. It was awkward, but it needed to be had so you can put your boundaries and set your place in the place. Like, hey, And you're singing too loud.
People are coming to me and asking me, who was it?
They don't know.
They don't know.
Have you not walked around in this workplace and heard her singing? I mean, it's never bothered me. I didn't want her to completely stop. I was fine with the singing. It was just that I was on a really important call with the door shut. And we had to end it because the guy on the other side was so distracted by it. He's like, why don't we just pick a better time when there's less going on there? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean?
And you know that she probably got called into the office, the big
boss's office.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure she got in trouble and it's all because of me. And now I can't wait to run into her because she's going to hate me.
No.
More so like, oh, it's so frustrating. But have you ever like gotten a memo and you're like, maybe this was my fault? Someone just texted, said maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was the person on the other end of the phone call.
Oh,
that made the. Oh, well, yeah, that person is way above my level. Maybe they made a few calls, but they wouldn't know who it was.
Right. But then maybe they did their digging, the people here at the office, and they're like, oh, it's so and so. Because, I mean, you can't miss them. They're loud and proud about it.
Yeah, it's true.
But we didn't say anybody's name.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. You got a voicemail. Was it a voice memo from someone who was a singer in their workplace?
So this is from a listener. She DM'd me on Instagram because she heard our topic about us confronting the coworker, and she left me this voice message that I have to share with you guys. Do you want to take a listen to it?
Yes,
what did she
absolutely.
Say? Okay, here's listener Tanya.
Girl, okay, so listen. Yes, I am the coworker that be singing, but not at the top of my lungs or anything like that. Like, the only difference is that I have music playing in my headphones. So when people listen to me sing, I'm literally just singing a cappella to them. And half the time I'm singing every other word or just the ad lib. So I probably sound crazy as hell to the people who walk past my office or who just, but at this point, the people I've worked with them for a while now. So they're just used to it to the point now, if I don't sing, they check in on me to ask me if there's anything wrong. But I will say that I had a coworker one time who like messaged me on Teams talking about, I really do enjoy your singing, but if you could please turn it down, that would be great type and I like it kind of offended me a little bit. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So I stopped singing for a little bit, and when I told people why, people were like, man, that girl, you keep singing.
I'm sure that's what our coworker is saying to me right now.